This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by IDS and Tweaked Audio. Go to Tweaked Audio, put in the code IDS. Get yourself 33% off, free shipping worldwide. Get yourself some new stuff.
Birthday presents.
It's time.
Anniversary.
2015.
Just do it because you want
to. Let's do it. Hey boy, hey. Hey girl, hey. I have to laugh because I won the battle. I won the battle of the hey boy, hey and the hey girl, hey. I put it out there. You guys were cool with it. I like it. You like it. Come on. B. Before we get started, 2015, before we get started.
Those were the Mark the Doc Wally followers.
No, they weren't.
As they.
Hello?
As they wandered around their keyboard in their drunken state.
No, they weren't. You're listening.
I was so disappointed.
Whatever.
With Chaz.
What? Excuse me?
I was so disappointed. Chaz.
What? Hey.
You disappointed me.
Hey.
With agreeing with that nonsense.
Sir. Well, you know. Because I said, hey, boy, hey.
Just makes me believe that this podcast is going to go in a whole other direction.
Maybe. And hey, girl, hey. Welcome to the 2015 episode of Recap the Recap. I am Queen Neen. So glad you could join us. I'm like, woo woo. I feel renewed, refreshed, and all of those things in between. Sir, because you started talking before I introduced you. Or before you could introduce yourself, who are you? You ghost, you.
You sound like some sort of domestic victim. What? Who are you?
My voice was not that loud and not that scary.
I'm just saying. No, for real though. The hey boy, hey, hey girl.
Yes.
It just makes me feel like right after you say that, the show's just gonna just take a different turn.
It might.
And we're just gonna just start.
It might.
Voguing and shit up in here.
I don't think people feel that way. I think it depends.
I say how I feel.
Yeah, I don't think people feel
that
way. I
don't care about the drunken masses that responded to that post. Chaz, you disappointed.
Drunken? What?
They were drunken.
It was early and during the day. Are you voguing? What is happening right now?
Go on and say it. Hey, boy, hey, go on one more time.
No, see, it's different.
No, go on and say it.
Because I'm not saying it like, hey, boy, hey, hey. And I might one day. It depends on my mood. But sometimes I'm like, hey, boy, hey. Hey, girl, hey. And sometimes it's like,
that's the music.
It's like, hey, boy, hey. And it's like, hey, girl, hey. It depends on my mood. It has never been, yes, hey. No, it has not been like that. Nothing. There is nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. Chaz, you disappoint me.
You won't stop calling out my homie.
Damn you.
You know what?
Yes.
Stop. Anyway. Again, I am Queen Neen, and you can find me on Twitter at @MS_SmartyPants with a Z.
Guaranteed to get at least 2 responses.
Well, it depends on your tweet. I don't know.
And I am your man, Big B. I love how Lady Rose says that.
It is very cute.
I love how she says, your man, Big B. She makes it just feel so authentic.
And right?
Hey, Lady Rose.
Hey, girl. Hey.
There we go.
See? Thank you. Appropriate. It fit. It was great. Anyway. So you can find the show.
You can find me.
You can find the show at Recap the Recap. Nope.
Move
right along
on these Twitter.
You know what?
Streets.
You should have said that. What?
I was giving props to Lady Rowe, and I would have given props to Chaz, but he disappointed me.
Okay.
You can find me. And all my Mardi Gras greatness.
Really? Okay.
Urinating upon these Twitter streets.
Oh, my. Okay, gross. Okay.
At In Deep Show B, spelled out, if you drunken, blibbering idiots can spell it out as you respond to Queen Neen's random posts about show openings.
Openings.
We've had multiple shows.
Okay, great. All right. So, as I was saying,
mix it with Mark the Doc Wally's thing.
No.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey. No. Again, you can find the show at Recap the Recap on Twitter. You can find us at Recap the Recap Show. I set it up as a person, not on purpose. There is not a fan page. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe later I'll do a fan page. But I like the, I like being able to interact with people. So friend me on Facebook at Recap the Recap Show, right? What are you getting down to that I can't hear? I hate when you do that. Yeah. I know you have two...
There are songs in my head.
No, I know. I know you have like a whole separate thing going on. I'm like, God, I hate when you do that. Because it's like, I can't hear what you hear.
It's nothing plain.
You're just getting down with the get down?
Yes.
Oh.
I have music in my head. Both of them.
All right. Okay.
Want to see the music?
Nope. Somebody else made one too, but no thank you, sir. You're stupid. Okay. So if you want to send us an email, it's recaptherecap@gmail.com. So I just want to start off in saying thank you guys so much for giving us feedback, for listening to the show, for sharing the show. Some of you guys really actually get it. You know,
all right.
Some people really, really get it.
It's a shame. The disparity between those that get it and those that almost refuse to get it, because it's not like it's quantum physics. It's simple shit we do here.
Well, I think some people that don't probably have not gone back to listen to the other episodes.
Harvest your nuts, people.
Oh, okay, what? What?
Harvest your nuts.
Cause it's winter, or
just harvest your nuts. Get your shit together.
Harvest those nuts.
Harvest?
Okay.
That's right. Gather your shit.
Gather.
See, I just harvest mine.
Okay.
Ooh. One was here, one was there. I put them both together in one palm. Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know where you can find the show. Stitcher, iTunes, Podbay, blah, 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 blah. Go back and listen to old episodes so you can actually understand what we do here.
We're like pizza.
On Recap the Recap. RTR.
Everywhere you are.
Everywhere? Everywhere. Everywhere like Visa.
everywhere.
B. Do you remember? I know this is kind of like old, but do you remember when I was telling you the story about Jackie Chan's son?
And I do. And I think I followed up with a story of someone else's son as well.
Remember when he got busted?
Yes. Drugs or something like that?
Well, I mean, it was for weed. I mean, okay. Come on. Drugs. Yeah. I mean, it was... I mean, do we really count that?
Illegal drugs.
Is this...
Alcohol, drugs.
I mean, same thing?
Tobacco, drug.
Tobacco?
Mm-hmm.
Tobacco's a drug?
Yep.
Where? Whatever. Okay.
Tobacco's a drug.
Where?
Swallow some chewing tobacco and see what happened to you.
Swallow it?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm like, no.
Drink some tobacco juice.
I don't want to do that. Oh, no. That sounds like... Okay, never mind. I'm not going to go there. But anyway, so if you remember, we talked about it. Jackie Chan's son, J.C. Chan, got busted. And I was like... J.C.?
J.C. J? I'm asking.
No, Chan.
Jackie Chan Jr.?
No.
He's not a junior?
No.
He has... I think we went through this last time.
Well, just...
Does he have the same initials, different name?
Well, just understand, when I say no, just no means no.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
I've always had a problem with that.
Stop. All right, anyway, so we finally realized, like, they came to the conclusion that he was 6 months he's going to get in jail. And that was because of the... You know what? I still never figured out was 3.5 ounces. I'm like, God damn, is that a lot? Because I feel like it wasn't.
Not really.
Yeah. So he's now busted. Jail time, 6 months. So 2,000 yen, which is really $320, which is really not a lot. So he's like, oh, when I get out, I'm going to be the perfect person. Everything's going to be great. And I will never, ever, ever do this again. What? Really? What do you think?
Until he moves to Denver.
Well, no, but if he moves to Denver, then it'll be okay.
Absolutely.
As long as he doesn't leave the state of Colorado, then he will be okay. You say what?
I say, get it, leave.
Okay.
And it's not Jackie Chan Jr.?
No, it's J.C. J-A-Y-C-E-E.
Really?
Yeah, totally different. Totally different.
I think it's
because it's so serious over there. No, I mean, even if it is, he's still not a junior. It's real serious over there, so.
No doubt. Queeness.
Sirith.
So, we've talked multiple times about different things that we can do for our listeners to show our appreciation of everything that they do for us when they're not in a drunken, blippering rage.
Hey, boy, hey.
You know, I want to be like this Chilean radio station here.
You know what?
No, serious.
What?
They were holding a contest for tickets.
Okay.
For a festival.
Sure.
The EDM festival.
EDM. Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. All right.
And one lucky winner.
One. Woo woo.
In order to get the tickets, would have to come to the station.
Okay. Easy.
And live on air. Give the host a rim job.
No. Is there... Why'd you have to turn it where I could see it?
Because I wanted you to see her tongue in his asshole.
Okay.
I don't know who's at the EDM festival, but I can probably guarantee you it's not worth that.
I'm going to go with no.
My man is broadcasting.
And talking.
Her tongue is in his ass.
Okay, well, hey. hey. Everything ain't for everybody.
Now.
What?
We've asked for feedback in the past. I need feedback on this one.
Okay.
I am willing, female listeners, to pay your return airfare if you're not local. If you would like to win,
sir,
one can of Guinness Drought Beer, two IDS pens, one IDS bottle opener, and I will even give you the choice of giving me a rim job.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Or accepting the tea bag. Sir. Now, for those of you, there are a couple of people out there like, rim job? Is that like plumps? No, that's a rim shot.
Sir.
Rim job, better known as
sir.
Salad tossing.
Or look it up on Google. Thank you. Thanks. What? Thank you.
We're here to educate.
Thank you.
Yes. So, write in. Where can they submit their...
What?
Where can they submit their request to
Nope perform? And nope at gmail.com. Don't do it on air at gmail.com. Don't be that stank at gmail.com. Don't be that pressed at gmail.com. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Ignore her at gmail.com and reach out to me at indeepshow@yahoo.com. Return airfare.
Really?
Return airfare up to $150.
What are you coming from up the street?
I'm saying,
where can you come from and get $150 or $120?
You can come from Mother Russia if you want to. Just pay the rest of that $150, whatever the $150 don't cover.
Okay.
I'm saying.
I kind of feel like it's not the same thing, but who knows? I could be wrong.
I'll be doing the white glove test to make sure you've earned your keep.
Wow. Okay. So gross. Dude, look.
I'll be sure to eat.
I'm going
to
move on. I'm going to move on just to
extra
move
corn,
on.
Please.
Okay. All right. I want to move on just to move on because I feel like we should anyway. All right. So I don't know if you heard by now, like, you know, do you know who Mike Huckabee is? Fox News dude,
yes.
GOP, you know, he ran for president, but he sucked. And, you know, that dude.
Can I just give a shout out to 2015?
Okay.
I just want to give a shout out to 2015.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So he may actually run for president again in 2016. So this dude right here, B, he's crazy because clearly he wanted the Beehive to come after him when he said that Jay-Z is like a pimp because he exploits his wife. Now, mind you, Beyonce was doing her own thing before she even met Jay-Z.
How about that?
Or before, wait, before he was actually, well, no, he was paying attention to her for a while, but before they even hooked up, let me put it that way. So I'm like, Mike Huckabee, I know you're coming out with a book, but you gonna call Jay-Z a pimp and think it's okay? Think people ain't gonna come for you? Like, what? Honey, come on. What is that about? And he was just saying it because of her, the whole video. She did the whole drunken love video and, you know, how, I guess, because she's just, you know, kind of putting it out there.
So Jay's the new Ike?
Without the beatings, supposedly.
Let him tell it.
Well, I mean, but I'm just saying, it's like, but you can't. Well, I don't know. I think he's probably really trying to promote his book and just putting his name out there and just putting his name out there again because he's trying to run for president in maybe 2016. But it's like, you can't call a man, let alone a black man, a pimp. He's married to a woman that was doing her thing before they got married. So, I mean, what is that about?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, she is good with her sexuality. She is good with who she is. So, come on, man. That's it. Move on, Mike Huckabee. Stop talking about people. You don't want nobody to come for you. They ain't sent for you. Don't come for them.
How about that?
Yeah, so.
So the Beehive blew him up, though.
Oh, yeah. You know they got him. So that was easy. That was like a Tuesday for them. The Beehive is like, we got you. We going to get you. We got you. And he's probably like, wait, what is happening on Twitter? Why are people lighting me up? I don't understand what is happening. So, but anyway, can we take a quick break, sir?
Sure.
And maybe we can check and see if you got an email about a rim shot.
Sure. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. If you hear anything that interests you, email me at ndeepshow@yahoo.com and I will do my best to accommodate. All right, be right back. RTR, your man Big B, Queen E. We'll be right back.
For dick sucking, if not, BJ in the beer, keep trucking and fuck chat sticks. I'm coming ashy as hell with chat dicks for your chap ass lips, treating your teeth like dentists as I'm rubbing them.
I am your freshly scolded man, Big B. The Queen has laid her wrath upon me and my choice of stories and relevant music to end the segment. I know we ask a lot out of you, but I would ask that you write into ndeepshow@yahoo.com if you feel she reprimanded me unjustly.
Or this is RTR, recap@gmail.com.
Did
you black out for 1 second?
No, I wanted to control these emails, not you. Okay. I want you to hit delete on some of them that don't go your way.
Okay. All right, then.
Check it out, y'all. 2015 is among us. 2015 is here to stay for at least 11 and a half more months. God be willing we see them all. You know, most shows take the end of the year to sort of wrap everything up in a pretty little bow. We decided that we wanted to take the beginning of the year to set the year off right.
Word.
To give the show, its hosts and listeners, a reminder of direction and purpose and everything that it is that we do here. So, we're going to take a little stroll down memory lane, as you will, and talk about some of the moments for us during this year that was kind of hot and that stood out, you know, when we thought 2014, what did it have to offer? So we'll bring you a little bit of that. Then maybe afterwards we'll speak about some shows that, you know, were close but maybe didn't make the cut or what have you. So, Queenie Queen, you want to kick us off?
Sure. So.
Cheers.
Clink. Clink. So, one of the favorite episodes for me for 2014, and I know we're like not that many episodes. What are we, like 43?
I mean, we did go for a bi-weekly podcast.
Sure.
So, you know.
Sure.
To have dropped, you know, some...
Speaking of bi-weekly, yo. So I, with this podcast, we're actually going to start doing it bi-weekly. So when you're looking for us, look for tweets or look for a post on Facebook. And we'll let you know when the show is out, as we normally always do, whether it is the In Deep show, it is... RTR or it's the UN. We will
or
post
subscribe.
Them.
Subscribe and you'll get your notification as well.
Or that too. I will let you know when something's out. But, you know, we're going to switch this up to a bi-weekly show, right? Or maybe if we find something that's super awesome, we'll bring it out to you. Maybe it'll be like that during that week. But just, you know, check us out. And see what you think. But anyway, so this show for me was I don't know why, but it really resonated with me and I really felt this show and I thought it was very important. I thought it was very interesting. And so the episode was, for recap, the recap was the Love and Radio episode with Daryl Davis. And it was episode 32. So if you haven't heard it, go back and listen. It's Silver Diner episode. And I just was like, I thought I was going to track down this guy and find him. But for 2015, I promise I will, you know, stalk, troll, whatever word you want to use just to get him on the show so we can talk to him and see what he thinks or, you know, thinks about the episode that we did with him on him. And it was just super awesome. So let's play this clip that was one of my favorites, and we'll talk about it later.
This particular shirt here was given to me by a Klanswoman who wore it. It depicts a caricature of Martin Luther King with the crosshairs, the bullseye target on his forehead, and it mocks his I Have a Dream speech. And it says, our dream came true.
Jesus.
You know?
Yeah.
Pretty
hard. It's hard not to have a visceral reaction to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's pretty despicable. But this is what we're dealing with. This is our country, man. So you wonder why I do what I do? I'm not going to ignore it. You know, I mean, there are those out there who will talk the talk, but I'll walk the walk.
Did your family or friends ever go, Daryl, you can't be doing this, like, you're going to get yourself killed?
Well, yeah, everybody did. But, I had this need to do it.
So, yeah,
he could have just easily have been a musician and kept moving with his life.
Absolutely. And, you know, to take up the causes that he does and collects, race memorabilia and things that reminded him of, the things that he experienced growing up, you know, that's, and it's not just about collecting it, like bumping into stuff. He went into the den of devils to mm-hmm. get some of the stuff that he collected and that made it, you know, all the more impressive. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can be a picker or something like that and just come across stuff. But to actually, you know, go to the foot of, you know, the mouth of racism itself and request things and You know, that's...
Or things just been, you know, given to you.
Absolutely.
You know?
Because of your stance and your cause and everything else. So, yeah, absolutely.
See, that clip, it was really important to me. And I still need you guys to go listen to the actually the whole episode of Love and Radio, Silver Diner. But just that episode of RTR, I mean, you get like the little bit of taste, a little taste of what we were talking about. So the next clip that I thought was really good and it, you know, resonated with me is when Daryl was talking about, okay, well, you know what, just go listen to the show, because again, it is episode 32, and it is talking about racism and everything that he went through, and, you know, and just having side conversations with people, and they thought the same thing. They were like, oh, wow. And on that show, we didn't want to play the whole thing when it came to, you know, Daryl and the episode of Love and Radio, because we felt like you need to go listen to the whole thing to get the big picture. So, you know, I remember that.
That was listening to that show. It was inspiring in a way. I don't know. I kind of just remember the mood that I was in at the time, and you know, I hope that I hope you're successful in tracking the gentleman down, because I would definitely love to rap to him, you know, on our own and kind of pick his brain.
Yes, it would be so cool to hear what he has been through. And. And, you know, just talking to some of our listeners, they, you know, they share what they have actually been through, too, during the same time period. And even have, they were in some of the same places that he, you know, he being Daryl, has been in, too. You know, so it was really cool to experience that, you know, from their perspective, of course, because, you know, we weren't there. But, I mean, it was really cool to just listen to the whole thing, because it also brought to mind, you know, things that are happening now. You know, I mean, we can go down the whole list. Ferguson, just being in New York, period. You know, well, we can go down the whole list. It's a lot of stuff that has been going on since we've heard that clip. And you know, I'm just in awe by that guy and how he has done a whole bunch of things in his life.
Absolutely. Speaking of gentlemen that have done so much in their lives, life, yeah, he's only had one. Sort of brings me to the show that stood out for me. It was the episode that we did with Reverend Ken Blanchard on the Black Man with a Gun show. And, wow, trying to find a clip from that show to play. It's funny, going back and listening to it has kind of embarrassed, because I was sort of awestruck, you know, just kind of having him on air with us from listening to his shows so much, and, you know, listening to the people that he reaches and that he has on his show. So yeah, it was really an honor to have him on with us, and I just kind of got scatterbrained, just, you know, just sort of hearing, I guess, you know, hearing it. But anyway, let's go in with Reverend Ken Blanchard. What episode was that, Queen? 29. Yeah. 29, 32.
I think
41.
It was 31.
It's one of those.
31.
We'll get clarification for that and be right back after you listen to this.
Okay. That one's easy. Being known as the Black Man with a Gun because of my gun rights activism, because of me being a firearms instructor, and loving broadcasting. Always wanted to be in radio since I was a little kid. Back in the days of the reel-to-reel, I would be in a basement, man, talking, narrating my comics, and my dad thought I was strange. If I had only knew that there was a whole industry of voice actors, and I would have been out of that basement a long time ago. But when podcasting came out around 2005, I listened to a couple of the early ones. They were all tech for the most part, and I became a guest on one of the first gun ones back in 2007. And I thought, man, how did you do this? And he says, man, all you need is a computer and a microphone and this and that. I thought, man, this is it right here. I'm going to come back and get my dream. And I've been podcasting ever since.
Wow.
Wow. You are, what, 385 episodes in?
Oh, man, y'all listening. Yes, ma'am.
We pay attention, sir.
Of that podcast, and I got two others.
And what? And now we know the motorcycle one. What is? Yeah, well, give us the name of both of them.
The motorcycle one is called MotorcycleRadio.us, and the other one is called the Unnamed Church Podcast, and it's basically a virtual church. Everything minus the building. You'll get music. You'll get prayer. You get a really quick sermon, and I do that like Monday through Friday, and that's pretty intimate. There's probably about 30 people who pay me real good attention, and we talk back and forth on a small intranet, but it goes out to, you know, the whole world. There's a whole lot more folks that listen, but there's about 32 that I know I talk to on a regular basis and minister to.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Didn't know about that one.
Yeah, that one's like an offshoot of when I became a minister, like 10 days after before 9/11, and my pastor asked me, Where do you want to go in ministry? And I said, outside. I'm not sure I belong in here. You guys are different than me. I mean, I got a Harley Davidson parked outside. Folks get issues with me when I come in smelling like gunpowder. I've been at a range all day teaching cops how to protect themselves and federal agents. And they were like, this guy's a gun guy. And I was like, yeah. And I ministered to hunters and law enforcement officers and military people, so maybe I should be outside.
Wow, that's actually really interesting, Ken. So you feel, well, let me ask the question differently. So do you feel that you don't have to be inside to worship, and you can pretty much do it wherever you are?
I totally agree. If you go to the Bible, almost all our patriarchs, all the heroes of the Bible, had some serious moments when they were in the wilderness. They were not inside of a tabernacle. They were not inside a synagogue. They were outside, and they were ministering to people where they are. And I've had more fun. Like, I just recently did a wedding on the back of a deck. I've done weddings on ships, on sailboats in the Bahamas. I've done baby dedications in parks. There's more people outside the church than in, so my pulpit is anywhere.
Wow, okay.
Absolutely. So, Black Man with a Gun, Reverend Ken Blanchard.
Yeah. You know I'm a fan.
I am. Mm-hmm. I really
Me
am.
Me too. I'm saying, you know I'm a fan. Definitely.
And, I'm going to need him to step his email game up.
Okay.
Sir, I'm trying to reach out to you on a couple levels.
That was a really great episode. Just getting to know him and getting to know someone that is Black or African American or whatever you want to call him, in the industry, what it has to do with guns and NRA and, you know, just getting to know him, period, was really, really cool. And him taking out the time to talk to us and, you know, speaking on what he knows and, you know, and there are just other things down the pipeline that we will interact with him, you know, about. So I think it was really, really cool. That was a really great episode to recap.
Absolutely. Definitely gotta get him back on.
I hope so. Yeah.
If you do follow his show, you know he's announced that he's doing some big things.
Mm-hmm.
working on some TV sort of things, some video and TV things. So definitely Godspeed with that. And you know, when that kicks off, we gotta get him back on and talk about that.
Agreed.
So that'd be hot.
Yeah.
So,
Queen, sir,
our next the next show that we both sort of came together on, it was like, yep, gotta get that one in.
Honorable mention kind of show, yeah.
I don't know if this is an honorable mention.
For me,
This one was, because this is the one that we both agreed on. So I think this one will be more an honorable mention. It'll be more of a,
sure,
the one that we kind of agreed on. So.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to take the reins? You want me?
Please.
Okay. Well, if you followed our shows, you'll know that an ongoing debate throughout has been the topic of one Mr. Robert Kelly. And this time was not different. Now, although we didn't really play the meat of the debate that we had on this show, we played a little bit of what led up to it. And if you didn't catch this show, definitely go back and check that one out.
Episode six.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the game.
Yep.
No doubt. Step in the name of love. Step in the name of love.
So the next one that we're going to talk about is, which we've talked about before too, is Black Is. And that's with KC and Chris and that whole Black Is crew. So they were actually talking about R. Kelly, which is a big hot button issue between Big B and myself. Like, we've gotten to a serious, I don't want to say an argument, a disagreement. I'm not really, I mean, we're still friends, you know, after we had it. So I don't know what to necessarily
call
it.
We are the best of friends throughout life. When R. Kelly is mentioned, your last name is McCoy and my last name is Hadfield.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can kind of see it that way. Yeah. Yeah. So I was pretty like excited to hear this episode of Black Is. And it kind of made me snicker when I saw the topic, because I thought, should be a good show for Big B and I to listen to. So KC explains why, well, that she hasn't listened to R. Kelly since 12 Play, and I totally agree with her. And it's, you know, it's a funny, kind of funny clip to me.
And the thing is, this new album, I have not purchased an R. Kelly album probably since 12 Play, but I listened to the snippets of Black Panties. And I've said this to several people. You have never heard a more gratuitous use of the word pussy on an album in your life. Two Live Crew can't Two Live Crew can't compete with his use. Pop That Pussy, the song, can't compete with Black Panties.
I remember that episode. Okay, see? That's what the, you know, sometimes with R. Kelly with us, you know, that's how it goes. And I don't really care about R. Kelly, and you do. Hatfield and McCoy.
You know, it wasn't until, it was actually right after that clip to where it really got, like, juicy. And I presented my points in defense of not R. Kelly the person, but R. Aura. Kelly the entertainer.
Aura.
And going back and listening to that, I was brought back to the point where there was something that was said, and I wanted to dive in on it, but I let it go. Actually, I think I might have talked about it later, but it was interesting. You definitely gotta go back and listen to that show.
Yeah, episode six.
No doubt.
RTR. Yeah. That's it. So what else be?
With that episode?
Just period. Like, how do you feel about 2014 when it comes to RTR?
2014 was interesting. Definitely enjoyed some of the twists and turns that we had along the way, recapping IDS and recapping what did we do that day?
What day?
Was it Fell's Point?
Oh yeah.
Did we recap that?
Zoinks. <Yeah. laughs> Instead of a recap, yep.
Alcohol is amazing.
Yeah. That was actually a fun episode though too. Honorable mention goes out to that episode where we didn't do a recap, but we did a recap, but it was a recap of us.
Right.
And not a show. So.
And you know, it's funny, you know, RTR is one of those is the type of show that you know, you have to have a thick skin and you have to take the good with the bad. And for as much good and fun that we had throughout 2014, you know, there were some moments that, you know, weren't the best. And, you know, I guess it happens in any show that that has an audience. And,
yeah. You know. I mean, I agree. As we know, everything is not for everybody. And we know that when we are recapping a show, we are not doing it with malice. We are doing it with our opinion, you know. And we know one of the shows that we recapped earlier in, you know, RTR history, that they did not take it very well, and that's cool. So, you know, they decided not to come on when we invited them on. And as we do every single recap, we invite people to come on the show and, you know, say what we got right, as you say. I'm going to, you know, quote you, B. Say what we got right, what you think we got wrong, and, you know, and just open up dialogue, pretty much.
That's it. That's what's important is the dialogue. We're doing it just as much for ourselves as we're doing it for the shows that we listen to. And, you know, our opinion is just that. It's our opinion. What matters is, you know, as we bring it to the listener, they're going to make the decision on whether they're going to go and listen to that show or not. You know, just like a movie critic can give you his opinion on a movie, some people are going to be like, hey, I'm going to formulate my own opinion on it and check it out. So,
agreed. Yeah. So, agreed. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, this is what we do.
Right.
This is what we do.
Which brings to another point. We've heard and listened to some of your critique of the rating system that we use for RTR. So we actually are going to, and we'll get into it more when we do our next recap. We're going to go to a more of a free-flowing system.
Sure. 3.5 stars. 4 stars. No stars. Or headphones, whatever.
It's whatever.
Yeah. We say whatever headphones. We yeah.
And
we're not going to break it down.
Right.
You already know.
It's no categories. It's
yeah. You know what it means. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. 3 headphones, no headphones, 2.5. And we will actually do half this time. I'm cool with that, B.
Are you?
Yes.
We'll see in your ratings.
If there's a half.
Exactly what you're cool with.
Well, okay. There's that too. If there's a half, it'll be a half. Sure. Because before, it, you know, it seemed appropriate to say, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. No, I agree with you. If it's a half, I'm going to give you a half. We're not going to break it anything down. Just going to be headphones across the board, whatever we say.
Pretty much. All right, so we have A little shit talking to do?
A little bit, yeah. Why not? Let's start off 2015 with some Can I Talk My Shit? My heart's beating faster, my head trying to catch up. My heart needs to feel you, but you back up. Let your guard down, just set it on the table. I'm willing and able to try to mend the broken pieces of my heart. Fall like raindrops, broken we said from the start.
Can I talk my shit again?
Hey, it's Mike, aka MC from the Hater Nation Show. That's right, thehaternationshow.com. Can I talk my shit? Now, the other day on the show, we were talking about Iggy Azalea and the heat she's getting from hip-hop artists and the hip-hop community and hip-hop fans for not being more vocal about the increasing rift between, you know, the black community and the law enforcement in the U.S. Now, I don't really understand why I want to hear from Iggy. I don't know why I need to hear from an Australian stunt double from the movie White Chicks. I just don't know. But because she raps and rap is black, that means she needs to talk about all things black. So, I don't want to sound like that Bama from a couple years ago that was defending Britney Spears, but please, just leave Iggy alone. We don't want to hear from Iggy. Say, but you, all y'all out there want to hear from Iggy, y'all want Iggy to talk? Because she taking black culture? Then you better send out that request for Justin Timberlake. And while you're at it, his two brothers, Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith, because they all damn sound alike personally. Shit, Nick Jonas is sounding black now. Why don't y'all ask him? Y'all, how about y'all ask Robin Thicke? Go ask Robin Thicke now that he's happy, now that he got some new tail. Ask him. What about Eminem? So, you know, Katy Perry. Hell, Katy Perry every now and then acts ratchet or fake ratchet just to please the girls who live right outside the city. So why don't you ask her? Hell, Kim Kardashian has more black in her than Kerry Washington's character in Scandal. Why don't y'all ask her? So, Channing Tatum. You know, we talk about Channing Tatum. It's like, ask Channing Tatum. He made his nut in Hollywood by dancing like a black guy. Because ain't nothing more comfortable to white America than a white guy dancing black. You get the best of both worlds in that case. You get the rhythm and your grandparents don't disown you. So it's like perfect. So you get it? Like, we don't need to hear from Iggy. Iggy don't owe us anything except for maybe three answers. Number one, is Charlie XCX, Rita Ora, and Eden XO the same damn person? Because I just don't know. Are koala bears as kickable as they look? And why the hell are you dating Nick Young? Those are the three things you just need to help me out with. Say, you know, regarding anything, bottom line, we don't want to hear from anyone, black, white, or indifferent. Use your eyes, use your ears, use your brain. See things for what they are and not for what someone tells you they are. Peace.
This is Reverend Ken Blanchard, host and producer of the Black Man with a Gun podcast. Subscribe to my show so you can hear about gun rights, history, and old school wisdom from a man who's traveled the world, trained others, and protected people his entire life. Laugh with me, cry with me, do better than me. BlackManWithAGunShow.us for the audio. BlackManWithAGun.com for the blog. Shalom, baby.
Kind of like a year-end review. Yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we need to, in your trusty pad over there, we need to start keeping a track of who killed it.
Yeah.
For Can I Talk My Shit?
You know what? I meant to do that so we could have a, you know, our favorite 2014 Can I Talk My Shit, but there were like a lot. So that's I could narrow it down. I don't know about you.
I have my favorite.
Do you?
Absolutely.
You want to say it right now?
Rock.
Okay.
I think Rock. But you know what?
Rock from.
Rock had a dope joint.
Yeah, he did.
Rock had. Off the top of the head, Rock had
a joint. Like astronauts. Yeah.
Because Rock brought, let me see, Rock was talking about the whole beta male thing.
The pebble and the, yeah. That was pretty good.
No doubt.
Not going to lie. But I'm trying to think for me, like, there were a lot of really, really good ones.
There were.
I mean, Rude Boy M. I mean, Mr. Moody, Roe.
Moody brought it with the sound effects.
He had his whole, like, his whole shit was like background music and just like everything. So he had his own thing.
Lady Roe.
Hers was really good.
Hers was good.
Yeah.
Lady Roe's kind of make you feel like, I wouldn't mind hearing her say good morning every morning.
Aw, you could probably make that happen.
I'm on my way to.
I mean, not in person. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, then it does nope. No good.
Oh, okay. I did not mean in person. I meant via phone.
You know, wake up calls.
Unless you're trying to move. I did not mean that. But, yeah. So, but I think you're right. I think we need to keep track of that. Who is our favorite 2015?
I know one that you liked that you gave a lot of props to, especially because of the subject matter.
What was it? Who? Remind me.
Someone spoke about how pissed off they were about littering.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And as soon as you said that, yep, you're right. Miss Kai. Oh, yes. That one was really good because I was super like, yeah. That one was really good, though.
It was. And it was effective because it shit stuck with me throughout the year because I don't litter, but I ain't going to lie. I will put a piece of gum in my mouth and kind of just let the wrapper fly. And every time since then.
You hear that voice, don't
I'll
you?
I'll be like, God damn it. I don't even want to hear that shit. So I just roll the window back up and put it in my cup holder.
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
And
curse her rare existence.
There was something that. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I don't even remember what it was. But something that it was probably like you said, a gum wrapper or a small piece of paper or something that I let go out the window and I was like, "No, why did I do that? No." That was a really thank you for that. That was a really great Can I Talk My Shit by Kai Love.
She broke it down.
She did. But there was
With that being said,
ugh,
With that being said,
2015.
Now, I want to ask you two questions about 2015.
Sure.
And spare no one's feelings.
Oh.
Who do we first want to call out for being a can I talk my shit sucker?
Oh, my gosh. I will spare no feelings. First, I'm going to say Kevin from, or KJ, excuse me.
I was about to say, Kevin hates hip hop, dude.
No, no. KJ from Welcome to the Village. I will call him out. Well, I will say,
you want to welcome us to the village, but you can't give us.
I'm just going to call him out on it.
You have been called out, sir.
And I'm going to call out Damien from Get Out of the Room.
Damien, get your ass in the room and record. I cannot talk my shit.
You know who else I'm going to call out?
Yeah, I'm waiting for this one because I'm going to give you.
You know what else I'm... Wait. Hold. Wait. Wait.
And I'm going to try not to...
Wait.
I'm going to try not to cuss.
You know who else I'm going to call out? It's probably not even somebody you think I'm going to call out.
Okay, go ahead.
The other person I'm going to call out? I'm going to call out CJ from the Black Astronauts Podcast and the Black Astronauts Lady Launch because...
You know what?
I feel like she's been avoiding me. Okay, so I'm going to call you out. And I don't call nobody out like that. But I'm going to call you out, CJ.
Can we
I'm calling
just call
you out.
Out everyone except... For Kai and Rock.
Well, hold on. I've already hit up.
Nigga Boom Bap. Hit shit. Did they
okay.
hit you?
Okay. Boom Bap hit me up.
God damn it.
Boom Bap is going to send me something.
Fuck up.
I'm just saying.
When you get it, you off the list. Right now, you are. Can I talk my shit, suckers?
I just want to call out that one person from BAP and BAPLL because. They were already supposed to send me something.
Mm-hmm. All worried about Africa. Bala bala way, bala bala way, bala bala way.
What?
She all worried about Africa. She can't take
back.
A moment to send. Well, I'm. Look.
Okay.
Bala bala way, bala bala way, bala bala way. Africa.
Okay. Nope. Nope. Wrong show. Ebola eggs.
No, seriously.
But yeah, so super easy.
Okay, but you know, I see you being a punk right now, so I'm going to call out.
Why am I being a punk? I just called a whole bunch of people.
You know who you want to call out because you call his ass out every week anyway. You might as well put it on here. He's a can I talk my shit sucker.
Who? Who? I just called out a whole bunch of people. Who?
Really?
Yeah, say it.
This is the game we're going to play?
Say my name, say my name. Or say his name, say his name. Okay, I'm just saying. Well, look, don't call him out until I'm ready.
No, because this mother... I'm going to get back to him.
Wait,
I'm going to give you a moment.
Okay, wait.
Okay, okay, I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a hint.
What?
You had to write like 94 emails... explaining that it doesn't have to be what they thought it was.
Okay, that could be anybody.
And no, this one in particular.
Because I really did. I did that to a couple
and,
of people.
And we've been on a few of their shows. And you were on a few of the shows with Lady Ro.
You were, sir, you were not about to call out my boo, my little boo. You about to call? No. No.
I want to say it.
No, I refuse to. I feel like lightning is going to come strike me down.
I will warm this computer up and I will play a clip from his show right now. If you
sir,
do not want to say
nope,
it.
Nope. I will not. I will not say that name. Anyway, while he's doing that, I'm going to hurry up and try to speed through. So it's super easy. Don't make it hard. You want to send in a Can I Talk My Shit for 2015? Send
All I'm going to say is if you're going to send a Can I Talk My Shit in, make it right and make it real.
Okay. Or it can be about whatever it is you want to talk about. Okay. 2015, same thing as 2014. Whatever you want to talk about, you talk about it.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to call people out, Aaron B.,
I thought I already said Boom Bap.
I'm just saying. I'm reiterating some names.
Okay.
Of disappointment.
I said him already.
I just called him Boom Bap, but you just actually said his name. So. I'm just saying. Boom Bap knew who Boom Bap.
I'm going to be real with y'all, real lovers. I can't even wait until the moment of truth.
I can't wait until the moment you send your Can I Talk My Shit In.
Did you call out my little boo, Jay? Okay.
From now on, he is no longer Jay Mayo with me.
Oh, the little boo.
He is Jay Mustard.
Oh, okay. Well, keep in mind, people. When
Jay
you,
Ketchup.
Keep in mind.
Can you catch up and send your...
When you send in your Can I Talk My... It could be Can dot, I Talk dot, My dot. Ish.
They can say
can
ish.
Can I Talk My Stuff.
Stuff.
Can I Talk My Junk. Can I Talk My Words.
Can I say what my, I got to say.
Right. Can I get this off my chest. You don't have to say Can I Talk My Shit. I mean, I'm sure you're B-side, whatever you want to call yourself. You can be like, Can I Talk My Ish. You can do it whatever way.
Look,
you don't have to be cursing.
It don't have to be
Come
no,
on.
No.
Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about.
Talk about what you talk about when you talk about it with your friends.
I mean, but not that long. You only got 2 minutes, okay?
You're right. There you go. Right. So you don't even got to talk that much.
Mm-mm. Like Mike did, MC talked about his ish.
Got in, got out, made his points.
You know what I'm saying? He was saying what was annoying to him, what was great to him, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know who else I want to...
Shout out to Hater Nation.
I want people to... A couple of y'all that talk behind my back and act like you're my friend, send a Can I Talk My Shit In.
What would they say?
If you are that much of the person you claim you are,
uh-huh.
Nigga, talk about why you don't fuck with me.
So they would be like, hi, my name is such and such. Can I talk
can
my shit?
Can I talk
shit?
My shit about Big B? And you can say that if you want.
Okay. You just gave me an idea for my next Can I Talk My Shit.
Speak
Thank
it.
You.
Speak it, Negra.
Thank you. Great.
I'm not scared.
Nope.
I'm not scared.
Word.
I don't care how close or far away you are.
Yeah.
I don't care what region of the United States you are.
Zoinks. You don't care.
If you said it in private behind my back, be that nigga or be that bitch.
Right.
And record it and send it in.
It's a whole bunch of people, actually.
You know what? Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay. All right.
Excuse me, Roderick.
Okay.
Do you have an accurate email address? Can you respond to emails and send your Can I Talk My Shit In?
Welp. There was a whole list, but I don't have it in front of me.
Repping black guys who tip, but rep black guys who send in segments.
Well.
Your wife did.
Ooh. Actually, Karen's Can I Talk My Shit was really great.
Karen's was real good.
Yeah, it was real great.
I just knew for sure Rye was coming with the five. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that Rye was going to shut the Can I Talk My Shit segment down. Like, I thought...
Shut it down?
I thought after he sent his in, we were going to have to like take a 2-3 week break just to, you know, let people get comfortable about sending them in again.
Really?
Because nobody wanted to go behind. I just thought he was going to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't bring it. He ain't bring nothing. You know who brought it?
Who?
Rude Boy. Rude Boy brought it so hard he get his own sound effect. He is the official Beetlejuice of the IDS Networks.
When you say his name 3 times, you get the
anytime his name is said, it will be accompanied by sound effects.
Because you don't even know.
Brought it.
You know what?
Somebody, hey, Rude Boy, don't let nobody take that crown, dog. You took it.
Wait, hold up. You know who hasn't sent in one?
Oh, shit.
Which I'm actually really surprised.
Oh, shit.
Baylor the Great.
Baylor ain't sent one there.
No. I'm actually really surprised. Like, it just popped in my head. Baylor is bullshit.
Baylor bullshit.
It just popped in my head that he has not sent in a Can I Talk My Shit.
Crip walking and shit and bullshitting.
You know what? Okay. First of all, I don't want people to feel bad or feel weird. Just come on. don't Doc Wiley push the mic away. I don't want people to feel weird.
I had to belch.
I don't want people to feel weird. Like, you know, if they don't send it in, like, they're going to be talked about or it's going to be weird for them. Because I want them to understand.
Identity because of who I am.
No.
Nigga, we heard you say worse.
No, I just want them to be able to understand when you send it in, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, blah, 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 blah.
You know what another thing I'm disappointed in?
What?
Can I talk my shit?
What?
I'm surprised no one has done a tag team, like link up with somebody and be like, come on, let's put ours together and send it in, both of us.
You mean, so it would be like a pause?
Nah, both of them just rapping, both of them just rapping together.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is song. Can we talk our shit? You know how scary motherfuckers got to hold hands sometimes. Hold hands.
Sometimes I need to hold your hand to get through a recap.
Get off me.
No, really? Okay. All right, then.
Pick your nose.
Very well. But anyway, thank you, MC, for sending in your Can I Talk My Shit? To start us off for 2015. So you can
wait a damn minute.
What?
15WA?
You hear that silence? Yeah, whatever.
Typical Philadelphia ass.
Whatever. He's on the road. He's up I-95. He can't be bothered.
He can record.
He can't be bothered.
Shirley recorded while she was driving.
He can't be bothered. She did. But he can't be bothered. I mean, he can talk. Well, never mind. I won't tell him what to talk about. But he can't be bothered.
Talk about his adventures. I can put some of your shit out there, sir.
Right. We'll do a Can I Talk My Shit 15WA style. You don't want that. You don't want it. Shut up, B. You don't want it. Anywho. So you guys already know, after all that, when you're ready, which should be soon, it should not be that hard for you, send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com. You want to hit us up on Twitter. You can find me at @MS_SmartyPants with a Z. Recap the Recap. Big B.
Find me at your local
bodega.
Twitter bodega. Asking Poppy the prices on various items throughout the store. At In Deep Show B. Spell it out.
You want a quart of water?
Put it in. Yo, Poppy. How much for 40?
Oh, okay. Thank you for listening.
Don't go to the Jamaican bodegas.
Oh, they have Jamaican bodegas? Man. What? Okay, all right. I didn't know.
You want that party right there?
Okay. All it would be like is, okay. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for hitting that thumbs up button. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate you. I know 2014 was different. 2015 maybe the same. Maybe different.
I just got to know that 2015 is going to be jumping.
Oh, nice.
Interesting.
But anyway.
Wait.
Thank you again. We really appreciate you. So stay tuned for all of the fun shit we have happening in 2015. We appreciate you.
Send it. Can I talk my shit?
Send it.
Rude Boy M, Can I Talk My Shit King?